Yesterday we started Tosfos Tefikach. I apologize for the condition of my voice. I don't think it was so good in the first place. So, at any rate, Tosfos Tefikach, which we began yesterday, is built on a yesod which I said yesterday at the Pashtos, but which we have to appreciate. And we all know that if someone's a muzik, if someone's holding something, so a muzik wins. Every muzik, kovash tasirad of shalayu. Anytime there's sveikis in a Torah, nobody could prove his side of the shayla. So we have a basic rule that a mitzvah mechaveh of a raya, the muzik wins. Taisis kasha is gebait on the understanding that when the wall falls into one person's chatzer, we understand that when the wall is standing, there's no din Torah, everyone's happy with the wall, it doesn't matter who built it. And the din Torah is once the wall falls. When the wall falls into one person's side of the chatzer, we do not say that he's a mozik. We don't say, oh, he's a mozik, so we don't know who built it, he should keep it. If that were to be true, if we would say that when the wall falls on one person's side, he becomes a mozik, then Tosfos Kasha would never start. Tosfos here says, Pshita Yachlaiku. Of course they split. What do you need Lefikach for? It's Pashat they split. I could answer, it's not Pashat they split. If it falls into one person's side, he's a mozik. And you have Sveikis. And if you have Sveikis, the mozik wins. So yesterday when I read the Tosfos, I said, in Pshat in Tosfos, that the Shaila doesn't start when it falls. Even though the wall fell, everyone admits that yesterday the wall was standing. So the Suffolk began when the wall was standing. And since that's the Makar HaSuffolk, that's where it's Nolda HaSuffolk, so therefore the entire Nidain is on a standing wall. It doesn't help that a wall fell into my side or your side of the chatz. That's the side that this Tosfos holds. And Tosfos says it, Tosfos speaks it out. Tosfos brings a raya from Bikka. You have a deheach, the nafal shusa, my parech atzarech. Now, by machlif parah b'chamar, when I trade a chamar for your parah, v'nimtza, and it comes out that there's an uber b'tzida, that your parah gave birth, and we don't know if it gave birth before or gave birth after. The Gemara asks, we don't know, it's a suffix, lezi b'shusa d'man kaini. There the Gemara says, let's see where the para is. If the para, the baby, are in the meicher's rishus, it should be his. If they're in there in the kainah's rishus, it should be his. And the Gemara answers, the kaimi ba'agam. It's talking, the Mishnah is talking that it's neither one's rishus. Now, by machlo para b'chamar, we're saying that it does help if one person is holding it. It does help that one person is holding it to make it his. Why don't we say over there, it doesn't matter who's holding it. We know the origins of the suffix, and we'll be down the suffix. Who cares if he's holding it? That doesn't prove when the cow gave birth. So that's what Tosfos is asking. When Tosfos brings Machla Parah B'Chamar, he's asking this kasha. Tosfos means to ask, Hod Aminan, Bashoyel Gabi Machla Parah B'Chamar, Chem Bereisha Bayis Valila, Lezi B'Shusa Deman Kaimi, Levi Yidach HaBaitzim Chayel V'Araya. So Tosfos, what Tosfos is bringing that? Tosfos is saying, over there we do go according to whoever's holding it. So why is that different than the wall falling into one person's rishus? So Tosfos answers. Tosfos answers that if you're holding it, La'achar should noilat hasafik. If it's a tfisa la'achar shenoyled ha-safik, if the safik started earlier, and I grab it now, and I'm holding it now, that doesn't help me. In the case of our wall, the site of our tesis is that tfisa la'achar shenoyled ha-safik does not help. Holding it after the safik started. When did the safik start by us? When the wall was standing. We didn't know who built the wall. So tfisa la'achar shenoyled ha-safik, that Tosis says does not work. The she'en came by machlof parah b'chamar, where before it was a mayrishus, it was a davar mavur. Until we did a kinyan, everyone knew this parah is yours and this chamar is mine. And when the suffix started, I did a chalipin. It was already in one person's rishus. So there it helps, because there's tfisa kaidim shenay la suffix. So the kait haklala v'yadecha. Tosis tells us a rule: if you grab something and you're holding it before the suffix starts, then we say amaisi mechaver olav araya. If I'm holding something, it's been mine for the last 5 years, and you claim that it became yours, so I'm holding it for a long time already, and now we have a shaila: if you got it for me, so I'm a muzik and I continue to hold it. Amaisi mechaver olav araya. Tfisa by our wall is tfisa la'achar shenay l'rasafik. Tfisa la'achar shenay l'rasafik. Taisa says that Taisa said that tfisa after the suffix started already doesn't help. So the fact that the wall falls into one person's rishus, who cares? That's tfisa after the suffix started. Everything I'm telling you now is pshat in Taisa. Taisa is saying Yachloikel is pashit, because even if it falls to one person's rishos, that's tvisa la'achar shenayla nasafik. That's our tesis. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that tvisa here helps. If it fell into one person's rishos, it really would help, because he's a mozik. So if he's a mozik, then he'll win. If it didn't tire over the wall, Bezdin doesn't know who's right. Nobody has any raya. He says he built it. He says he built it. So the Ramban says tfisa lach shenay l'rasafik. It helps in our Gemara. So Tosfos Kasha is answered. Why do you need the Mishnah's reason of lefikach? That because it's a takana drabon and therefore you split it. The answer is, if it were not a takana d'rabbanan, tfisa would help. Because tfila helps, tfisa helps, lacha shanay la nasafik. Masha'en kain, once we have the lefikach, that's a takana d'rabbanan, they split it. So they split it because we assume they followed the takana d'rabbanan. Now, what's the
Gemara's kasha?
Which kasha? Pshita? So the Tosfos is not going to hold like Tosfos Teretz, that the Pshita and the Gemara is good. So we're going to have to understand. We'll have to get to Peshitta and see Taka about that.
Why
does
he say that?
Why?
Why does he say that it works like that?
It's Svara, why does he say that? Okay, good. But you have to understand that this question, if Tfisa helps, is not a question for Bava Basra. It's one of the most famous sugyas in Bava Metzia. Tatfai echad bifaneinu mahu. It's a sugya in Davav and Bava Metzia. Shnei boys in Betalis. And they come in front of Bezdin. He's pulling and he's pulling. In front of Bezdin. So it's not a suffix. Bezdin sees the suffix. And then one person pulls it away from the other. Tokfei echad b'faneinu mahu. It's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Davav. And we paskin Metzia miyadai. We don't let him keep it. So it's a beferish Gemara, like our Tosfos, that tfisa lach shenay l'rasafik, it doesn't help. So what's the sugya there? Tokfei kayin. Case of Tokfei Kayin, we have a Safik Bechar. A Safik Bechar stays by the owner. Tokfei Kayin, so Maitzir Lai Semiyada. So it's a Gemara, like Taisus was sharing the Ramban. So the Ramban says that sugya, where it says Tfisa Lachash Anela Rasafik doesn't help, is only talking in a case where normally we would paskin Hamaiti Mechaveiroi all over Raya. Before grabbing, the psak would be Hamaiti Mechaveiroi all over Raya. Let's say by Tokfei Kayin, if the Kayin didn't grab it and you have a Safik Bechar, you leave it by the owner. Why? Because Hamaiti Mechaveiroi all over Raya. He's holding this animal for the last 5 years. And, it's only just been born. But he's holding the mother, and now since this one's born, he's holding it. So he's holding it all along. So there, Tfisa doesn't help. Tfisa Lach Shanel and Asafik doesn't help. If you hold Tfisa doesn't help by Shtaymaz and Betalas, right, it's because each one is holding half. And we let each one hold the half that he has. In a case of Yachloiku Misafik, in a case where two people have it in Torah, and we say Yachloiku, then Namuv Zakim, we don't know what to do, so we say Achloiku, which would be the case here. In a case we don't know what to do, so we say Achloiku, there it's Dr. Ramban, Tfisa helps. Because before the Tfisa, it's in a matzav of Safik anyway. It's a matzav of Yachloiku mitam Safik anyway. No one's a Mozik. So therefore, here, Tfisa helps. So that's a Shitas Ramban, that in our Gemara, Tfisa helps, but they're holding it beforehand, it's nothing. They're holding it in a matzav of Yachloiku. And since they're holding it in a matzav of Yachloiku, it doesn't help. Tfisa. Our Tfisa holds no. Once it's Kranoda Nasafik, Tfisa doesn't help yet. That's the matzav.
Excuse
me? You say Amitav of Araya only where he's holding it. Our kaisel, no one's holding it because the suffix is on the wall and on the karka under the wall, and no one's holding the karka. So when no one's holding it, in our mishnah, in our case, there's no mitzvah mechavei over raya. So Tosfos's yisoid is that tfisa la'achas shenel la suffix does not help, and therefore falling into one person's rishus is not going to help him.
No one has to fall into one person's rishus. So you're never going to come to
your place. Oh, so therefore, according to the Ramban, the kashin is, of course, walls don't fall 50-50. Walls fall more into one person's rishus than in the other. So when are you ever going to say Yachloiku? So like the Ramban, till now we're talking, if not for the lefikach, like I said yesterday, shalai lefiha emes. If there was no din that there's a takana, and therefore you split it, what would be? So Ramban is saying, if it was not that there's a takana to split it, then a lefikach, then I would say Tfisa helps. Well, let's not get confused.
But
why? The TIMS, Tfisa doesn't help. Because we have an Umdir Gemura that they split it. It's an Ansadi. No one would build a wall in a Chatzar. Since everyone knows it's a Halacha Psuka that the two sides split it. So therefore they split it.
But his story is based on the fact that I would say Yachloiku. Therefore, I can say whoever was holding on to it, he keeps it.
If Yachloiku is Matam Safik, then whoever's holding
it. You'll never come to the Messias of Yachloiku Matam Safik.
You'll never come to Yachloiku Matam Safik, and that's why the Mishnah needs the Lefikach, which is the Yachloiku Matam Vada. Then we say certainly they both.
But why does this far is that? Because over here, since we're not saying Amazu Hamel Rai, since over here we're saying Yachloiku, therefore if it falls in someone's Rishus and keeps it, and then I need the mission to tell me the Chiddush that it is Yachloiku.
Right.
But this will never come to Yachloiku. Without the mission, will never come to Yachloiku.
That's right.
And therefore, we shouldn't say, so that would come to Yachloiku, we shouldn't say that whoever should be in the mission. It's going
you
to be Yachloiku.
It'll never happen that it'll be Yachloiku. It weren't not for the Takada. Then it'll always be. Yeah, but the question is that Tfisa is after the Safik was born. There was already a Safik when the wall was standing. So Teretz says that when the wall was standing, who's the din Yachloiku Misafik? And right, the Gabi Tfisa Lachash and El Safik, we looked before the Tfisa. Okay. Alright, this is the the biggest side of our Taisvis. I think the Rambam is a bigger Chiddush than Taisvis, but Taisvis is telling us a rule that Fisal Achshanah or a Safik here doesn't help. Rishmur Zarsky brings a raya from a Gemara above a Metziah Chafei Amidbeis to Taisvis. He says, L'chaira, the Beferish Gemara, the Mishnah there says, the Mishnah talks about someone who finds a treasure in a wall. So part of the Mishnah that we always discuss is matzah, if somebody finds something in a kaisel yashan, in an old wall, which is always exciting, you find things, you break a wall, and you find money there, and that's, I've had occasion to discuss it, and I actually had the Shiloh once with the contractors, Mexicans, found amazing. They called him, but they found hidden in a wall. It was only checks. There was no cash there, the Mexican said. Was there a cash? No, it was only checks. They found in the wall. Imagine how much cash there was. So, the checks is different. You know exactly when it was put there. It has a date. Some old lady was sick and it hit her things. Anyway, that's the more interesting part of the Mishnah. Matzah, because of Yasha. You find money in an old wall, what's the deal if you find money? You're renting an apartment, you fix up the wall, you find money in the wall, what's the halacha? Huh? You should know. Right? The surprise of the Mishnah is that you could keep it. We don't say the previous person who lived there, if the money's nicker, it's old. If it's money that the zichah was from the time the previous tenant lived there, you have to give it to him. But if it's nicker that the money is old, you can keep it. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, why don't we say chatzah shel adam kainelai shelay midaitai, that the owner of the place is kainet, even if he doesn't know about it. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that money that's in a place where it won't be found is the chatzah is not kainet. That's the ratio of the Mishnah, which everybody should know. It's one of the most fascinating, tremendous chiddush in the Mishnah. But the second part of the Mishnah, Matzah b'kaisel chadash. He's talking there, it's a brand new wall. And someone's walking down the street, and there's a hole in the wall. Used to be more holes in walls than today, walls were chunkier. And someone sticks his hand into a hole, and there's something in the hole. So the halacha is, min hachetzio l'chotz hariyu shalai. Whatever was hidden in the thickness of a wall, if it's in the outside half, it's Hariyul Shalai. You assume somebody in the street put it down there and walked away and forgot about it. But a chetzi ulefnim, something on the inside half of the wall, then we assume that someone was in the house stuck it in and it belongs to the Baal Abayis. So state in the Mishnah. Zok to Gemara, what happens if it's memula, if the hole is full of hafeitim? It's totally full. So the Gemara says, Yachlaiku. The inside half goes to him. They split it. In fact, the Gemara, Pshita. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Not Pashit. Pshita. It's Pashit that they split it. Uh-huh. That's the Mishnah. The inside is his, the outside is his. So if it's half and half, then it's Yachlaiku. In fact, the Gemara, Pshita. Zachem Shmuel Rozovsky. Let's think. What's happening? Someone's walking down the street, sticks his hand in a wall, and pulls out what's in the wall. He's holding it now. He walks into Bezdin, says, you know, I was walking down the street, and look what I found in this person's wall. I found cash or jewelry or whatever it was. So Bezdin says that it is Yachloik. Frekish Morozovsky, Bishla Malay Taisvis, the person who took it, was Taifisit, it's his. It's Tfisa, he's holding it, he's a Mosek. Bishlam alai Taifisit, it's Tfisa, Acha Shadayla, that's Safik. So the items were in the wall, it was already a Safik, whose it is. So that's very good, it's Tfisa, Acha Shadayla, that's Safik. So Pshita, Tfisa doesn't help. And it's Yachlaiku. Mashiach came like the Ramban, the Ramban Shita is that Tfisa helps Lachishadel and Asafik Baidin Yachlaiku. So if he owes that tfisa hatzlach, shalaya sabidin yachlaiku. So what's the Gemara say? Pshita. He grabbed it. So it should be his. That's his raya to Taisus. The tfisa lachshanel and asafik is garnished. So answer the raya. It's a good raya? No? How would you answer this raya? I think it's a pashta svara. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky says it afterwards. Kilo, it's a chiddush. Now, what do you say? I think it's so pashit. I don't know. Somebody should think of it. A man's walking down the street. He sticks his hand in the wall. The wall is full of whatever it is. Maybe it's not so pashit. I was thinking it's pashit. I don't know. He sticks his hand in the wall. He takes everything out. So Shmuel Rozovsky says that's a din yachlaiku. And it's tfisa after a din yachlaiku. So it's a riot to Taisvis. Tfisa doesn't help. Is he right? Is that tfisa after a din yachlaiku? Huh? When the stuff is in the wall, it's yachlaiku dikadin. When it's in the wall, it's a din yachlaiku that they split it. Huh? Yeah, I'm right, no? It's not a din yachlaiku. It's a din that whatever's on the inside belongs to him, and what's on the outside belongs to Rishus HaRabim. It's because it's a suffix and we split it, or it's because the inside half belongs to the bayis and the outside half belongs to the Rishus HaRabim. Huh? Follow what I'm saying? Stam the Ramban learns. What would be the din? If you're walking down the street, there's the din in the wall, and it's full of goods, it's full of valuables. On the inside, there are diamonds, and on the outside, there are dollar bills. What does that Mishnah mean, Yachlaiku? You divide the diamonds, you divide the dollar bills? Is that pshat? What does Yachlaiku mean? I would think it means the inside half belongs to the inside and the outside half belongs to the outside. Now if he took everything out and it's all mixed, he doesn't know what was inside, what was outside, so you're right, I guess it would be Yachlaiku. But the din Yachlaiku is a Yachlaiku dikadin. Shmuel Rozovsky in his kasha is saying that there it's a din Yachlaiku. And we see tfisa doesn't help. The Gemara says pshita, tfisa doesn't help. It's a right to Taisus. Says the Ramban will answer that there's not pshat there. It's not a yachloiku dikadin that they split what's in the wall. It's a vadois. Whatever's in the inside belongs to the inside. Whatever's in the outside belongs to the outside. It happens to be, since we divide the whole in half, the outside half is one way, the inside half is the other way, it comes out yachloiku. But you understand, it's not a yachloiku dikadin. We don't know what to do, so we split. That's the halacha. The halacha is the inside half of the wall belongs to the Baal Bayis. His assumption came from him. And the outside half belongs to the Suram. The assumption is it came from them. So the man is Yachloiku. You mask him? I don't think. No? Is that what happens by the wall? What would be the din if in the wall there's one big item? Somebody stuck in a baseball bat or a salami. A big thing. It's half inside, half outside. So then I understand. Yachlaiku is metam safik. Then I don't understand. Then Yachlaiku is metam safik. It didn't come half from the owner of the house and half from the street. We don't know where it came from. What? What's right here?
It's a big item.
It's right, but the Mishnah says chetzi luchot shochot, it's a chetzi of meal fin. You mean if it's not filling up the entire hole, three quarters of the hole, so the one who's there gets the whole thing. Okay, so it's a right, then it's fake. It goes to whichever side it was. Okay, good. So, yeah. You mean the part of Rishus Rabin? Yeah, but the part of Rishus Rabin, no one else is fighting him. It's an Aveda. It's an Aveda. Right? So it's an Aveda of a guy, which is mostly Ryan. So therefore you can keep it. So you're right. But the Hagufa, the part that's on the outside half, the person who found it keeps, not because of any suffix. Because the part of the outside half, we say, came from someone walking down the street. It's an Aveda. And it's in a situation of an Aveda where it's right by you, and you're allowed to keep it. And that's why you're allowed to keep it. A window? Yeah. If someone puts a cake to cool on the window. This is only when you're Masupik. A cake to cool on the window definitely came from the inside. So I ask you a question. If a person, you guys never saw it, once upon a time, people used to hang out their laundry to dry. People used to have a rope out to the pole in the back, and you hung out your clothing to dry. So you think someone could come and take it? It's outside the window. There's no one with the suffix. If someone puts out a cake to dry, someone puts out his clothing to dry. No, because the Mishnah says, when you have all in the wall, people don't put money in the outside half. They put it closer to themselves. It seems their walls were thicker. Our walls, we would never put anything. It would be visible from the street. They had thicker walls. You go to Yisrael, see the stone walls. And there, this is the halacha. Chasil of Nim, Tanf Nim, Chasil of Nim. So I'll call upon him, the Ramban Shita stands. Ramban is Be'ikram Bava Metziah. He says it here as well. That tfisa la'achar shemelet ha'safik by yachloiku helps. Unless it's yachloiku b'tamuzik. And everyone agrees that we paskin that tfisa la'achshmelet ha'safik by yachloiku b'raya, that it does not help. And that is the aside of our taisris, that our case is a case of tfisa la'achar shemelet ha'safik. And the meila, falling into one person's rishus, will not help. Still be yachlak. Frektaisus. Let's say kol dolam gavah. Why don't we say kol dolam gavah? So taisus, no. Why? Gahacha ika drara de mamayna. Here there is drara de mamayna. What's tais drara de mamayna like taisus? Belit tainay seyam yishtapik lebed. So taisus has a rule that you don't say kol dolam gavah. When Belit HaNeseyim is Safik HaBezdin, there's a Safik to Bezdin beforehand. So then we don't say called all of Gavar, except Rav Chana. I mentioned yesterday, Rav Chana says that Taisis Nishitasai, the called all of Gavar is a halacha, the Bezdin is Misalik themselves. And the Mela, if there's already a Safik to Bezdin, we don't say called all of Gavar. Vaita, Taisis Nishitasai. That it's tfisa la'acha shenelet ha'safik. Taisus holds when the wall is standing, that's called there's a safik. When the wall is standing, there's already a safik. It's tfisa la'acha shenelet ha'safik. That's what Taisus held in the previous part. That's what Taisus says here. Kol dolam gavah doesn't work because the litan is saying yesh safik. There's a safik already when the wall is standing. Vaita. Taisus shtim is very good. That's the sheet of Taisus. That it's a suffix beforehand, so called Olam Gavah you don't say, Tfisi you don't say, I'm fine. Mataritz read. So this was all Taisus Kasha. What's the Taisus Taritz? So Mataritz read. Hainu hach the park the Gemara Pshita. Taisus says this is the Gemara on the Amid Beis. I'm going to do his chicken out. I'm going to tell you that we're going to learn Taisus Taritz. When we learn the Amid Beis, we get to Pshita, hopefully next week. And when we learn Pshita, the Gemara, when you're going to learn Pshita, you have to do two dots on top of the Amid. You learn the word Pshita, what's Pshat Pshita, you turn back to Taisus, and we'll learn the Taisus with the Pshita. But just be Kitzer. What's the Kitzer of Taisus Teretz? Taisus Teretz is that the wall fell on one side. And it was Shah Harbe. And it's waited a long time, more than it's normal to wait. It's just a shah harbe. The person where the wolf fell, now he has a taina. Af tfisa lachshon ela safek, it doesn't help. But it was shah harbe. He was there a long time. Now there's something suspicious. Why didn't you take your bricks? Half of the bricks are yours. It's to say how long shah harbe is, but an abnormally long amount of time you let me hold your bricks. So Tysus, now I, the one where the bricks fell, can say, Lakuach, I bought it from you. Because since it waited by me so long, I'd be believed to say I bought it. So Mimela, even if I say, I built the wall originally, I believed with a migu of Lakuach. I say, I need Benesia, I built the wall myself. I would be believed with a migu of Lakuach. And I would win by Shah Harbe. So that's Lafikach, that's why you need the Mishnah. And it's a takana, and I'm not believed to say I need the Messiah. But again, the whole place is going, we're not for the takana, we're not for the takana, like a taina lakuach, with a migu, like taina anib benisiv, with a migu of lakuach. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger, Gavaldig Akasha. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger, this is in the Gilyan Hashas, Baba Basra, most of the Gilyan Hashas is printed in the back after the Marsha. New Gemara's, it has it in the digest in the back. Frekta Vakida. If it's Shah Harbe, if it's Shah Harbe, if it's already a long time in one person's Rishus, why are we saying he's believed with Lakuach? He's believed to say he bought it. And the Mele could say, Ani Benisiv with Amigo of Lakuach. Why is he believed to say he bought it? Because it's in his Rishus. Why does he need a Migo of Lakuach for a Rabbi Kiva Eger? Let him be believed that he benisiv. I built the wall originally. Let him be believed with that because it was Shah Harbe. Shah Harbe is a Raya, he's telling the truth. So if Shah Harbe is a Raya, he's telling the truth, what does he need to tie the Lakuach for? Why does he have to say, I bought it later? He should be able to tie it on the benisiv. I bought it. And he's believed because there's an Omdira. It fell on his side of the wall. This is Rabbi Kivayger's kasha, Gavaldig kasha. What do you look kuach for? If it's an umdira, because you left it on my side, I should be believed to say I built it. Why do I need a tiny look kuach?
They send those.
Why?
That they built it together.
What's
the
umdira?
They built it together.
1 minute, again, Tais is talking more not for the takana. We're not for the Mishnah. After the Mishnah, they split. Even by Shaharba. Like Pshita, said Gemara, Kamash Mon, even in this case. Lafia MS. See, it keeps on confusing. Lafia MS, even Shaharbe, they split. We're going now, the whole Taisvis, Shomai Lafia MS, if it was not for a Takana, what would be the din? It would be a regular case of Tehemayazin, like a Chazis Lazav, like a Chazis Lazav. So they would split it. So Taisvis, if it was Shaharbe, they wouldn't split it because they could have a Lokuach. If it's Shah Harbe, you should be believed to say Ani Benisiv. Have a Raya, because it was Shah Harbe. It's a Raya, I'm telling the truth. Good cash. Rabbi Chanan brings B'Shem Reb Naftali Trab. B'Shem the Garnat. He says, Reb Naftali answers Rabbi Kivayger's cash. What he says is that Shah Harbe is not a Umdun or Gemurah. Then it's yours. Shah Harbe doesn't prove it's yours. It's not such a strong Umdina. All Shah Harbe does is make you a Muzik. It makes you that you're a Muzik in these things to be able to time them. When it fell initially, you're not a Muzik because walls fall. They always fall to one side. Well, how do I mean it fell to two sides? But once it's Shah Harbe, you get it in Muzik and you can say a time. Zotra Naftali, if Shah Harbe makes you a Muzik, if you're going to taina, I built it, it's not going to help you. It's Vaita. Tfisa la'akar shemayvan asafik. Shah Harbe makes me a Muzik, but what does it help? What does it help to be a Muzik? Taisa Shita is that becoming a Muzik, even with Shah Harbe, doesn't help la'akar shemayvan asafik, if there are nibbe nisif. So Taisa has to say, no, Shahar day helps that you're a muzik to Taina, I bought it. And when you Taina, I bought it, it's not Fisa Lachashanel and Asafik. Because you're not saying you bought it while the wall was standing. You're saying you bought it after the wall fell. So then it's a tfisa miyad. It's a good tfisa. I'm not kulach. That's why Tosis had to say it's a tfisa. For a taina of lakuach, it's a good tfisa. A tfisa for a taina of ani benisiv, Tosis shita is that any tfisa, even a tfisa of shahar meg, doesn't help lach shemay on herself. So tell Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Tali how they answer vayta with the shita, that this is the aside of this Tosis. The pratim of Taisvis have to do with Agamara. The aside of Taisvis is this idea that Fisa Lach Shavel and Asafik doesn't help, and therefore it's Pshitei Achlaikum. And only in his teretz we have a time of Makuach, there Tfisa helps. Okay, this is Taisvis, and as I said, we'll come back to it on the Amid Beis when we learn the Gemara Pshita, and the Gemara's teretz really. The Pshita is not the, doesn't need Hezbollah. Where's Teretz? We'll do that in Yitz Hashem soon. Let's start the Gemara. Savrua mai mechitza guda. The Gemara says a svara. Savrua is usually a havamina, as Taisa says. Mai mechitza guda. Mechitza means a wall. Now you have to understand, what does it mean, my mechitza guda? Mechitza could mean a separation. That the skinny a curtain is also a mechitza. Right? Shul, mechitza, you have mechitza, it could be a curtain. Gemara is saying here, no. My mechitza guda means a real wall. Kidatan. Mechitza sakerem shenifritza. I'm a like gedar. If a mechitza sakaren falls, you tell him, put it back. Chazav in ifritza, if you put it back, it fell again. I'm a like gedar. It's yayish amen over like God, you are harry zakidesh v'chayim b'achiris. Okay, let's talk a little about klayim b'keren, halachis that we're not familiar with. Even though these halachas are noig b'chodim b'zman hazeh, they're noig in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. The Torah says there are two types of klayim. There's kalei zroim, klayim of seed that are planted together, and there's kalei akerem. Kalei akerem is when seeds, tvua, are planted together with a vineyard. That's klayim b'kerem. Klayim b'kerem is more common than kalei zroim. Klayim zroim are only usher to plant. If you plant it, only usher b'achila, you're allowed to sell it to a guy. Kalei akerem are usher b'hanah. It's one of the few isuri hanah we have b'zman hazeh. We have very few. Yisuri Hanoi, we have Chametz on Pesach, Rabbi Dezara, Klai Bekarim in Arla. Basically, Basa B'Cholav. It's rare that you really have, it could happen, that you cook Basa together with Cholav Ma'anish. These are the types of things that are Asa B'Hanoi. Agav, people don't know that Arla is Noyeg B'Zman Hazeh in New York City, and it's Asa B'Hanoi. People plant, we don't plant much in our backyards. People plant bushes, berry bushes, or the like. Someone has a tree that has peiros. The first 3 years, the peiros are osur b'hanah. You can't even give it to a guy. You can't even give it to your guy, your neighbor. And not only that, if your guy, your neighbor, gives you fruit from a tree in the first 3 years, it's also osur mishum klai. Even a guy's tree is osur mishum klai. Mishum arla. So arla. Right, but Asig is not a Arla. Asig is Klai B'Kerem. Now, here's the Nakuda of which Asugya is going to turn, which you're going to have to understand. I'm really jumping. We have to talk about Pshat first, I just want to jump to the idea of that client. In order for Kale Akerem to be awesome, I have vines on my side of the boundary, and you have wheat on your side of the boundary, and they're too close for the halach. The halach is Dalet Amos, Rashi says, they're within Dalet Amos. Now, if we have a wall, there's no problem. The Shita Mukhvetzer says here that roots mixing are irrelevant. If the roots of a vine, a vineyard, and the roots of wheat mix underground, we don't care. That's our Gemara. All you need is a mechitza. All you need is a wall above ground. If the wall falls down, we call that an arvuvia, a mixture of klayim and zrayim. And that's aser if three conditions are met. A, it has to be considered mixed, which is within Dalet Amos. Has to be considered an arvuvia. B, the owner has to know about it and say, I'm not going to do anything about it. If the owner is unaware of client, let's say the wall was standing, the owner wants a vacation to Florida, and the wall fell down. It's not client. You hear? Client needs nechusa of the balabas. The balabas didn't have to plant it as client. Could have been planted if the wall was standing. But if the wall falls down, if he's aware of it, and he says, I don't care, I'm going to leave the wall down, then it's klayim. If he's nicha with it, then it's klayim. If he's loy nicha, if he doesn't want the klayim, let's say he calls up a contractor and he says, come put up the wall. The contractor says I'm coming. It takes him 2 months to come. It's not klayim. Not klayim, it's long. And once he's miyayish, he realizes the fellow's not showing up, then he has to do something. But calls the man, he's making plans to put up a wall. It's not klayim. You know, it doesn't have to be divor, even machshava. Even the machshava, if he's nisiyayish, the gaidra, it's klayim. If he says, I'll take care of it in a week, it's also klayim. Has to take care of it in the normal right away. The third condition is that after he's miayish, it has to grow another 0.5%, 1/200. If he's miayish from doing it. And it just grew for one day. I'm not a farmer. I assume in one day, maybe it does grow 200 in one day. It doesn't grow 200 days. In his tummy, it does grow 200 in one day. I don't know. But let's say he's miyayish from an hour. To grow 200 in 1 hour. Mm. So he's miyayish for a half an hour. He's miyayish, says, I'm not putting up a wall. And half an hour later, he says, what am I doing? I don't want to be over an aveira, flying. He goes and puts up a wall. Halacha is, if he puts up the wall, and it did grow 200, it's not klayim. Kuntais, three conditions, you all understand? To be client, this is not a chiddush of our Gemara, it's not a chiddush of anything. It's pashut, being a client. To be client, you need three things. Arvuvia has to be considered mixed. You need nichusa, you need that the owner is supreme with it, he's happy with it. And then you need heviu, echam of Messiah, that it grew another 1/200. If all three conditions are met, then it has a din of client, and then it's awesome. Now, what we're going to try to understand is which of the three is what makes a client, and which of the three we look at as a side condition. I'll explain to you in a minute. Let's get back to our Gemara. The Gemara says, I have a kerem, you have wheat, the wall fell down. I say, I'm not building it. I had enough, I built it once, it fell down. A second time, I don't care, I'm not building it. I am even a virus, so this person doesn't care. Our Gemara says, that the owner of the kerem has to pay the owner of the tefua for the damage that was done. If it grew at 200 and the tefua became aser, the owner of the kerem is responsible to pay the owner of the tefua one for the tefua that was damaged, that was ruined, came aser b'hanah, he has to pay him. What's the first kasha? Shot-wise. What's the first problem? What's wrong with this psak? You and I are neighbors. The wall fell down. I say, I had enough of this wall, forget it. And I own the kerem, you own the tefua. I have to pay you. So the first kasha is... First kasha is... It's actually two parts of the kasha. Why is it my business more than your business? The wall's between our two shusim. I have to pay you. You know, just like your tefua became asa, my grapes became asa. Maybe you should pay me. No? Why am I more responsible than you for this client? It takes two to make client. So why am I more responsible than you are? Gemara in the kasha. So the Rabbani is this kasha. And the Rabbani answers that the Baal HaKerem is considered responsible because it's the Kerem that is obligated to put up, because it's the Kerem that needs Dalet Amis. The Shir of Dalet Amis is because the Derech of harvesting a Kerem is you need a lot of room. Vines are not trees, they get ruined very easily. Wheat, you don't care if it gets ruined. You cut off the wheat, whatever's left is not going to give fruit again. A tree is strong. Vines are weak. And the reason you need Dalet Amis is that's called Kidei Avaidas HaKerem. That's how you work on the kerem. You have plenty of room for your wagons and your horses and your plows. The shear of Dalet Amis is the kerem's fault. Since the shear of Dalet Amis, that Dalet Amis is called part of the kerem. Now that teres by itself is not enough. Still, it's only klayim if we have both of us. But there's more to it. The pshat is that when I plant vines, anything within Dalet Amis is considered to be in the kerem. So if I plant vines at the edge of your property, I am making your tefua be in the kerem. I'm mazik you. I'm making that your tefua is in the kerem. And therefore, I am asering your tefua. It would be the same thing if I took poison. I poured it all over your fruit. I'd have to pay. So here also, I made that your Dalet Amis have a din kerem, and your tefua became poisoned. And now, it's us about, I have to pay. It's my kerem that did it. It has a shame kerem. Kerem for Dalet Amis. You follow? So therefore, it's the responsibility of the Baal HaKerem. That part is fine. That's not the one part. What we do have to understand, let's look at Tosis. Tosis Kedetanya. Tosis brings Yesh Sparim, the Garasi, the Tanan, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Mishnah Mishumakim. Rabbeinu Tam said it's not a Mishnah anywhere. Nowadays it's easy, you just look in the computer and you see there's no Mishnah. Rabbeinu Tam said it's not a Mishnah anywhere, and the Mishnah should see the Mishnah. Frek Tosis. How do you know this Mishnah is Rameya? It was Don Dina de Garmi. Maybe it's not Rameya. And for Tosis, we had other reasons it's Rameya. Listen, Tosis. Hold on a minute. Dina de Garmi, if you have wheat and I want to plant a vineyard next to your wheat, that's mazik or that's garmi? That's garmi or that's mazik? We just finished explaining that when I plant a vineyard, I am making your Dalet Amis into a kerem. It's like pouring poison over your fruit. What? Oh, so you're masking. If I plant the kerem, you're masking, that's biadayim. Here, it's not my action. Because when I planted the kerem, there was a wall. The wall fell down. It's a lack of my action. Yeah. That's true. So it's not Adam HaMazik. Because Adam is passive. What about Mamin HaMazik? Why isn't this Mamin HaMazik? My Mamin, my vineyard, is Mazik, your Torah. So the Rambam himself is this kasher. Which Mazik is it? We have our own problem. We learn Pavakama with a rule. We weren't sure about the rule, but we tried to learn the whole parak, the whole first two prakim with the rule that if it doesn't fit into one of the mazikim, it's not mazik. It has to fit into one of the mazikim. If it doesn't fit into one of the mazikim, it's not mazik. So we had a problem with mayim hamazik, remember? We had a problem. The Gemara says maybe there should be another mazik called mayim. So the Gemara says no such thing. So why is it taka? So what did we say? Tais said it's a combination. What did Tais say? It's Eish. My water, right? The case of Mayim and Mazik is I have water and the pipe busts. My water is Mazik, your property. So assuming I was a Pesheya, I'm a Mazik is Chayiv, I wasn't an Oimus. So he said it's Eish. Final for Mazik. So what's a Kerem? It means also it should be Eish. Huh? The kerem, yeah. When the wall falls down, my kerem extends into your tefuah. In lamdis it's ha'ilach. Lamdis ha'ilach is ha'ilach. What? I put my hand. So here also. Clear. Rambani is this kasha. We have to think about this. We have to go back to Baba Kama, see. Interesting shayla. Which mazik? Alright, Al Kapanim, the Rambani does is this kasha. Rambani asks, what mazik is this? And the Ramban has two terutzim. The two terutzim have to do with what we're discussing. And we get Hashem tomorrow for a very excellent treatment of the Ramban sheet and the whole sugya. Shmuel Rozovsky in the shorter ones. What's that? Shure? Shmuel Rozovsky. I think it's approximately.